This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, special treat there. Boy, all morning, Brian Mills talking about board game afternoon at the Eastside Brown County Library. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Every time he comes in, there's newer information that we didn't know. I mean, it's phenomenal.
About, he goes to all the meetings. Yeah. You know, it's hard to do that. He said there was a meeting last night just talking about parking. And
yeah.
So, yeah, he's plugged in.
Then Chris Leonard, editor of the Press Times, John Kramer, their chief photographer right now, and Tori Wittenbrock. Young sports writer who's going to do great things. Wonderful having them on. And Chris's book on Lambeau, the boy behind Green Bay football, is awesome. Now it's time for our veteran salute, ladies and gentlemen. This veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berwyn, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com. Joining us right now, United States Army veteran Joe Stevens in our veteran salute. Joey, good morning.
Morning, Mino.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe. Welcome.
You know, we just had John Kramer on here, who's a good buddy of yours, and I told him, I said, Joe Stevens was to me in Iraq what Kramer was to me in Afghanistan. I had to have that guy overseeing me. Wasn't that the truth from the get-go, Joe?
Yeah. It was a shock that you came over there, but yeah, it was great having you. Is Kramer still there?
No, he just left.
Just left.
Oh, did you know it was his anniversary a couple days ago?
Did not.
Yeah, 2 years you got. 2 years ago, him and Gigi got married.
Wonderful, beautiful bride he's got there. She's sensational.
We'll send him.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Joe, we're just talking about, you know, veteran spotlight. What we like to really hit on is, you know, local vets who, I mean, you know, you're at the National Guard, and all of a sudden you're in the worst place in the United States, in the entire world, driving those roads in Iraq. Now, when you sit back, Joe, and you think about those days, how do I put this? You know, in your mind, there's good times, there's bad times, or whatever. How do you see that service in Iraq now that you have some perspective to look back on it?
One of the things that I think about the most is just missing the guys that I was with for that year, and just all the memories. Yeah, there was the good and the bad. Obviously the weather was different than here, but you know, I feel bad for the guys we lost and their families, and I don't know. It's hard to just put it in just the one thought.
Right.
I'm sure. But Joe, every time we have people like you who defended our country, you know, raised their right arm, that camaraderie you guys had is unbelievable. It's just we had teams and band and even the, but man, it's incredible. And that's nice that they can still connect with you through your business, you know, because that's still your brotherhood going on with you helping them out with some legal things, right?
No.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was talking to Mino yesterday about one of the guys I served with. He was E5 when he came in, and he just got promoted to colonel last weekend.
That's so amazing.
We got to meet with a bunch of those guys again that I haven't seen in a while, and just some of the stories that we told. I mean, we were laughing so hard, some of us were crying.
Yeah. And there, you know, Joe, the thing that put that into perspective for me was when we did a trip to Walter Reed Hospital, and we're in Ward 57, which was a physical therapy room, and this was right in the heart of the war, and obviously very damaged bodies. And this one of our guys, I still tell this story, Ron Wires, wonderful gentleman who sponsored the trip for us, was talking to this young veteran. And who I believe he had lost an arm and had a kind of a prosthetic on the other one, but it's kind of coming around. And I never forget this. And I overheard him. I kind of eavesdropped. He says, "Hey, how you doing there, son? You know, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Oh, not good, sir. I'm just so down. It's unbelievable." And Ron goes like, "Well, you know what? I was talking to a therapist and I was watching you. He said, you're doing great things. He said, you're the superstar of rehab." And he goes, "Oh, this is nothing. This is nothing at all. But it's driving me insane that I'm living the good life. Well, my buddies are still over there, and I was a squad leader, and this one kid was a knucklehead who I had to be on all the time. Another guy could barely read a map. Another guy, he goes, it kills me that I'm here and they're over there." And here's a guy that was severely wounded and was completely depressed because he was here instead of being with his guys. Yeah. And, I mean, seriously depressed because of that. It's a brotherhood that you just won't find anywhere else, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, you hear those stories all the time, and you wouldn't even think about it until you're in that situation. But I could totally understand where those guys were coming from.
Yeah. And one of the hardest things I know guys talked about is if somebody got an early out or something and they were leaving Iraq and saying goodbye to the guys who were still there. That was really hard, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. You remember Mounier?
Yeah, of course.
Well, he had to do that.
Yeah.
He had been, you know, injured for like, I think the fifth time.
Wow.
And I was with him when he had to go, I think it was to Arif John, and get evaluated before he went home. And you could tell it was killing him. He didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was no way they were going to let him stay. And, you know, because he wasn't physically able to finish the mission. So.
Yeah. But you got, you know what, Joe? I mean, I got a snapshot version of what you guys did on a regular basis. And in retrospect now, you look back at what you guys did for a year driving those roads, and every single day you drove out of when you went outside the wire, I mean, you're in hostile territory from the moment you stepped out. And you might be out there, what, a week, 10 days sometimes driving those roads? How did you guys do that day after day mentally?
You just did it mission by mission. You never even thought about how long you were going to be out, because sometimes you would think you'd be gone for 5 days and you'd be gone for 10. And sometimes you thought you'd be gone for 10 and you'd be back in 7. I mean, you just did it mission by mission, and you went, you know, fob to fob, and you just, you know, meal to meal. And
that's a good way to put it. And the other thing that really surprised me, I thought, you know, once we took off, you know, from where we were there, and I thought it was like, you know, game face on and everybody's, you know, whatever. And the whole while they're telling dirty little Johnny jokes and stuff. It was so laid back. Right. It was incredible. But you had to be that way, right?
Well, it wasn't like that at the beginning.
Right.
You know, first it was like head on a swivel.
Yeah.
And I mean, you were always paying attention.
Right.
But as the missions went on, you had to make it a little bit looser. Otherwise, it would have just drove you crazy.
Right.
You know, you had to make it. You know, you were still living, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But you had to do it that way to cope, because you couldn't be stressed out every second, or that would drive you a little crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You still keep in contact with a lot of your friends?
I'm retired from work, and I'm retired from the military. I try to keep in contact as much as I can. I keep up with, I look at people's stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, I mean, between my active duty soldiers I served with and National Guard, but some of the close ones I keep in contact with.
It's so important. We've had many of you on here, and some of them are just still struggling a little bit. And that camaraderie, a phone call, it just can mean a lot. I'm glad to hear
Absolutely, you're correct. You're still exactly 100% correct.
Yeah, good.
That is true, though, isn't it, Joan? Especially if somebody is struggling in a certain way, boy, the phone lines pretty much heat up where everybody calls. And it's, again, it's a whole village comes around to help out that person, don't you?
You know, you have to before it's too late.
Right.
You know? Right. Because sometimes the people that are struggling the most, they don't reach out. And then you find out when it's too late.
But that's what I mean. That's why you guys keep an eye on each other. And if there is a little bit of a sign of something, I know you guys jump in.
Well, you try to realize it. You know, you try to notice the stuff, but.
Well, I will say this. Guys are pretty good at faking it, too, aren't they? As far as,
oh,
like, yeah.
Oh, it's saying that
life
okay.
is great. Yeah, We've got Nike. Oh, I'm a, and then you hear, you know, something
right.
that happens.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
See, when you were deployed, I'm going to switch subjects a little bit. The Packers were kind of a connection back home, and you sure. talked about that. Just curious, Johnny, I want to ask him what he thinks is going to happen Sunday. You follow the NFL? You still?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm a season ticket holder for the Packers. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's nice to get over there.
You know, it's funny with all the stuff I hear on the radio and family and friends and people talking about how like the season's over, and I'm like, I don't think so. I think the Packers can go in there and win.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's why I asked. Okay.
Well, you know, it's like all the injuries, this and that. Watson's out. I'm like, Watson's been out half the year, and you know, they got receivers. All the receivers are good. They have their up days and their down days. Love's got a sore elbow. He'll get through it.
Yep.
I'm hoping Willis can feel his fingers by Sunday, so in case they need him, he can go in there, and if nothing else, he can hand the ball off to Jacobs, and Jacobs can just run for 150 yards and win the game anyway.
Joe, if there was a noon game in Green Bay, what time would you guys go to watch that game over there?
Oh my God.
Like 3 a.m?
What was it like? I'm trying to remember how many hours difference was it. You would know probably better than me.
I know, I don't, but I remember guys walking past the tent,
yep.
going to the, I think it was the MRW, was it called?
Yeah.
And
now, I'll tell you this, John. If the game was in Hawaii, I'd have to be there at 7.
Okay, because you yes. were stationed in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, well, I was just there with Michelle, too.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, Joe, you were regular Army before going into the Guard.
Yep.
What was the difference?
I don't know. I guess because I was active duty, it was every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was over in the 25th over in Hawaii, so we seemed to be put on alert like once every 6 months. Because Panama was going on back then. And
Noriega.
The 88 Olympics. There's just so much stuff going on in the world back then. It seemed like we were always on alert, but we never had to go anywhere.
Hey, one last quick question for you. What's the coolest welcome home gift you got when you came back?
Autographed football from Mino, autographed by Brett Favre.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
It's a good one.
Joe Stevens, thank you for your service, my friend, and thank you for being a part of our show.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Mayor.
Take care, Joe. Go.
Veteran right. salute. Olson Legal Group of Oshkosh. Back after this.
Got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
He gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line.
And for Phantom 409.
Yep. Sucker Thursday.
Every now and then, some hiker will come by. And like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir.
From Big Joe.
From Big Joe.
And Phantom.
And Phantom
409. Great. I got goosebumps. I literally got goosebumps from
right
that
now?
Song.
Right now?
Yes.
Wow.
I love Red Sovine so much.
I got
hey, truckers out there, this is Teddy Bear. Come on. You know that one?
No.
Teddy Bear?
Got oh, goosebumps my God. Reading that.
Mama said I shouldn't be bothering you guys. My daddy was a trucker, and well, he died. And I still use the word, I don't get up much because I'm crippled.
Yeah.
They use that word.
Yep. yep.
some of that stuff isn't that old yet. It's like, I can't believe we said that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's, absolutely.
There's some... Even organizations like a Spiro or something like that, it just you look at that, it's like, wow, that was not a thing.
No.
And
it was just,
now it's just so taboo, your kids would yeah. bring you by the neck if
absolutely.
You use some of these words.
Absolutely.
It is.
Or some of the games we played when we were younger that we talked about.
Yeah, let's not bring those.
What I'm saying is that we didn't turn out like bad people, but yet
it was acceptable.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, even our parents.
Well, okay, we say acceptable because we were all a bunch of white people living in middle America. Right. Maybe other people, if we had been around them, it would not have been acceptable.
Right.
But we were so like our own little world, and that was it.
Wow. Anyway.
But Red Solvine, man, Trucker Thursday.
I know.
Love Red Solvine. And I said, you know where I almost stopped yesterday? And I finally saw it. I didn't know exactly where it was. Was Music Land. Or Record. Rock and Roll Land.
Oh, yeah. That guy's awesome.
Yeah. It's further down than I thought. Because I was going to Perkins, actually, a military. And it was there. I always thought it was more in that little plaza.
No.
That used to be. But it's. That's a great looking store.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop in there as soon as possible. Like I said,
the president of the Fox Cities Chambers, she's on vacation. I got an email back from her. Anyway, I want to get find those unique places in Appleton too. We kind of found them in Oshkosh, but you know what I mean? There's just always cool places. I mean, everybody's got a Walmart, Target, and you know, those are great businesses, but to find those little niche restaurants, those, as you call them, dive bars, but just unique places that sell like the t-shirts or the memorabilia. That's going to be fun.
I agree.
To do that.
Okay, so let me ask. Somebody contacted me yesterday, said, Mino, if you're serious about something, I might be able to invest if you need it.
That's a good call.
Jill's.
That's not a good, I don't know. I'm not buying a bar.
Why?
Because
Why? Okay, can I tell you the name? Jimmy and John's. What do you think?
No. John.
I was kidding. I'm putting your name first. Jimmy and John's.
Would your mom like you to buy a bar?
Yes. My mom met you know how my mom and dad met?
Really?
She was working in a bar. Okay. At Gazzetti's Bar. And she had a crush on him. And they actually got, him and his buddies were kind of wild. They actually got banned then from that bar because they caused problems. But what she would do.
That's funny.
Late at night. Oh, it's an ultra story. Josephine would tell this story so nice. And what she would do is they'd have coffee royals at the end of the night. Okay. Coffee royal was coffee with brandy. Okay. And what she would do is she would give my dad an extra shot of brandy for free.
That's her little love thing. That's awesome.
And that's how they met. Yes. So there you go. Didn't you say you and Donna met in a bar?
No.
Where did you guys meet?
Is she a Manitowoc girl?
No, Anago.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Big time Anago.
So. I told you that guy that was at the village where I worked, and he was from Anago, and his dad worked for the railroad. So they were like Iowa and then other, you know, they get transferred a lot, I guess, with the railroad back in those days. Okay. And they moved to Anago, Wisconsin, didn't know a thing about it. And he walks in one day and some lady's cooking in his kitchen. He goes, who are you? Why are you here? She goes, well, I'm your neighbor. I ran into your mom at the store down here, and she was talking about she was going to be making such a. So I try said, I've got some at home. I'll go get it started for you.
That's unbelievable.
And we're like, Antigo, Wisconsin might be the friendliest place in America.
It you know what, John? Because I would go up there. It is. And you walk into a store there, and the owner waits on you.
Yeah.
It is just Jack's, all those places. That is a cool.
Yeah.
They are the nicest. Yeah, I don't know what
my
the
dad worked for the
there.
Railroad and was there in Anago. My sister Vicky was born in Anago.
No,
really?
Yeah.
Why was that a headquarters time?
I don't know. I'm not really sure, but it was.
Yeah. Did you live in Anago then?
I was not born at that point.
Oh, okay.
But then we moved out to Sparta.
I wonder if they worked together.
It's possible.
I mean, it's very possible.
Absolutely.
They worked together.
Yep.
Wow.
It's too bad Anago didn't take off. You know, it actually lost a little population.
I remember they had phenomenal football teams.
They did. Oh, they had great sports up
there.
And then and this was long before I was mayor, but I told her that. I said, I could be mayor of this town because it's just so closely knit and just, like you just said, just great people up there.
When I was in real estate, we got a thing come in, somebody looking for a house, Anago, and everybody's like, I'm not going to Anago.
Yeah,
and I said, you know what? I've never been to Anago. Oh, I'll go.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I went and showed some houses, and it was just a nice little old school city.
It is.
And these old houses were nice shape and whatever. It was just,
Yeah. They just, low crime, just good infrastructure. Yeah, there's a lot of good things about that. Good schools. So, hey, there's Jill's. I don't think so, but this is what I'm willing to meet you. I'll meet you. We'll get started with it. So
we're
going to
do this.
I'd have to look at the books, but hey, back to that. NFL draft, we talked about that a little bit with Michael, but this, he's all in on this
supper clubs
shuttle.
Yeah, we got to jump on that.
He is, but here, we'll do the, with Jill's, I could see doing the dive bar drive.
Absolutely.
And we just go to
and
Jill's.
And when we say dive, we mean that in a very good way. Well, we mean, that means old school, shot in a beer kind of places that you don't find anymore.
If we call it a bar run, nobody's going to sign up.
Right.
We call it a dive bar drive.
Yeah.
People are going to sign up.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. We're honoring them by calling
absolutely
them a dive bar.
No question.
By being unique, by being old-fashioned.
And surviving.
And right.
And not, no glitz, no glamour, no whatever. This is who we are.
Maybe a mirror ball, but by and large, it's just paneling and...
You know, I don't know if we have time to do this, to get a liquor license and stuff, but it would be great to bring life back to Frog Station.
Oh, doesn't that have water problems or something?
I think it dried up.
No. That, I'll tell you
that
what.
That would be... Okay, so I mean, if anybody's saying... That would be such a place to take people.
That would...
Michael just texted in, by the way. He says he wants in on the dive bar, too.
Oh! So. Thank you, Michael. Michael from Simple Life Hospitality. Thank you, Michael. Well, I need people. Help us out in this, then. Okay, so it'd be Jill's, Frog Station, if I can get that up and running.
We've got to stop at Lenny's.
Lenny's Tap? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us other dive bars around the area. And again, we mean that in the best term possible.
Absolutely.
Dive bars.
I don't want people to think we're talking them down.
No.
Those are some of the best places in Green Bay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what's surprising? Women, a lot of times, love those kind of bars. They love those kind of bars.
Really?
Yeah. Hell, they do.
They're chill.
Yeah, exactly. Not your
awesome
young guys trying to whatever,
right,
whatever.
Not a
help
lot.
Help us out, people. Give us some suggestions for our dive bar tour for the NFL draft. Back after this.
Not a lot of gold.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. You know, tomorrow we've got a guest I'm really, really looking forward to, John Spagnola. Yeah. He was a former tight end for the Packers in, I want to say, 88, 89, or maybe 89, 90. But his main career was with the Philadelphia Eagles. Brilliant guy. Yale. So we got Yale, wow. Harvard represented. But he's good.
And Wasabi. Don't
and
take
Wasabi,
let's not,
community
okay,
college.
Don't sell
community college,
short,
which of course means you're going to get a job in your own community.
That's so funny.
Nate Marquezzi.
I start teaching next week, not next week, week after, Monday. And
yeah.
I don't think I'm going to tell that joke.
Yeah,
kids
no
are at the community college. But
yeah.
That just
I still love the one where he said he was put next to for his kid's school career day.
Oh, yeah. Get next to the.
Next to a surgeon.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what's the main difference? And he goes, reading?
School?
And it's like, yeah, how much schooling do you need to be a surgeon? He's right, like, I think it was 54 years. And he said, how much schooling do I need to be a comedian? And he goes,
you're there.
You're good. Oh, man,
that's
he's
gonna,
funny.
Yeah, that's gonna,
I can't
gonna
wait
go,
for that.
We're going to go see him. So,
also,
that's going to be fun tomorrow talking to the Eagle player.
Yeah.
Because it sure. And
we'll he still lives right in Philadelphia.
The cards are stacked against the Packers. If you look at betting, you know, I think it's 5 points now. Remember, it was four, now it's five. So,
but if it gets up to seven, I'm
but
putting
I read an
bucks
article
up
this morning and how the Packers can win, and they don't like the Eagles fans. They don't love their coach like they love that guy in Detroit.
Well, he's okay.
They said he's
talk about crazy Italians.
He's an
that
acquired taste, is what they said.
And he goes off like
right,
you can't believe. I
like
guess
a little kid, huh?
Yeah, just lunatic. Again, he's Italian, which I think there's a gene issue, chromosomal, whatever. But yeah, that's been a problem with some of the players, the way he goes off on them.
Yeah,
got a thing here. My brother owns Jed's in New Franken, the former New Frankenstein. Great bar food, love it. John
it's on
Brock's,
the list.
John Frog Station has been empty too long now. It's in pretty bad shape.
Okay, I agree with whoever said that.
I know they had water damage.
Yeah, which is foundation damage, which
is going
to cost a fortune.
But you know what's bizarre? That's like for people who are going to Door County, okay, if you're coming up from Chicago, I think you pretty much have to drive right past it in some of those areas where you're going towards the lake. Wouldn't that be a perfect Chicago yuppie kind of people? Oh, my God. We went to this dive bar. It was fantastic. We had tap beer for 30 cents.
Yeah.
Even if it's just open in the summer.
Yeah. I'm not worried about word of mouth and getting an image in a must stop place. But you know, you're going to have the city inspector over there and closing us down. I'm not going to do that. No, hey, Jules is in
you know
good
what?
Shape.
I'd go to his office with a newspaper. Say, hey, read the paper. Get to the back page. You'll enjoy that one the most. Thank you for your time.
It's so funny. Ever since you brought up the whole paper and slide some money under it, every time I watch The Sopranos,
bits and pieces, where it is.
There's a newspaper on the desk and there's a little envelope there.
Absolutely. Although, you know what? The one big mystery of The Sopranos is too? It was when she couldn't get her daughter into, I think it was Columbia. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And she goes there, Mrs. Soprano. I'm trying to think of her first name. What was it? Tony and Carmella. Carmella. Goes to the dean of students or whatever, or admissions, and she's, no, we're sorry, but, you know, we're getting in this person and that person, whatever. And she says, are you sure you can't reconsider? And she says, no, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Soprano. We can't do that, blah, blah, blah. But 3 days later, she brings in a pan of baked ziti. Hi, I just want to stop it. I got a pan of baked ziti for you. I think you'll enjoy it. Well, I can't take. Oh, no. You take this. You'll enjoy it. Like 2 days later, I get a phone call. Meadow! You've been accepted to Columbia. So there's always that thing, what would have been?
What was in there?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So did you ever have to try to do that? Pull strings for your kids?
No. Well, my kids are a lot smarter than me. No. My dad had to pull strings for me, but I think I went into Norbert's on probation. But I did
really?
Fine. Yeah. I wasn't that good of a student. But my kids are, there's a lot of reasons for that, but it wasn't genetics from their dad, I'll tell you that. But they just really did well in school. No, as a matter of fact, this is, and be careful for those of you listening who have kids that are juniors in high school. I don't want to make this a sad story. There was a kid in Green Bay, his dad was a police officer that really wanted to go to a certain school.
Okay.
Good track, great runner, wanted to go to this great name school, didn't get in, killed himself.
Wow.
So. And but
that's horrific.
It is. But they'd gone down there, you look at the school, and then you don't get in. So I told my kids, look, you get accepted first, and then we'll go look.
Because
I don't want to deal with that crying. I don't want to have to go to the guy and bribe him. I didn't want to do that. So I'm like, look, you get accepted, we'll go, and we'll look at the school. So, and that was fun, because it was their choice then if they wanted to go or not.
I was really excited and surprised in some ways when I got into Arizona State, and then I read more about it at the time, that a 90% acceptance rate. 90%.
Yeah. But it was, I mentioned that before, and that's coming up, well, not now, but soon people are going to start doing that. And that is just a slice of life to travel with your kids. And Donna didn't go on some of the trips, and I just really enjoyed that time with them, hotels and eating and looking at the schools and seeing what they look at. Do they really, are they looking at the boys? Or are they looking at the campus? Or are they looking at the curriculum? And it's just, that's fun. But my point in all that was they got accepted first and then we went and looked.
You know, when I went down to Arizona State to enroll, okay, I was so, it's first time I've ever flown in an airplane, okay? I got scammed at the airport. By one of those guys, remember, were they Harry Krishners or something?
Oh, man, they used to be big.
They were selling books.
Yep.
And a guy really cornered me. He said, this is so fascinating. And I thought, well, I'm going to a major college now. I need to, expand my thing. And I'll never forget, I was at the ticket thing, and I put the book on the counter, and the guy goes, you've got to be kidding me. I go, what? He goes, you fell for that?
Right.
I go, well, I'm interested in history. He goes, buddy, it's a total scam. He goes, you ever fly before? I go, sure. So he scanned me. I didn't know when I was pulling into the airport in Minneapolis, I didn't know how to take a ticket out of the thing. We had to, you know what I mean, for the parking?
Yes.
I mean, I was so backwards from such small areas that I didn't know anything about flying and whatever.
I remember
the lady at the thing, she was smoking or non-smoking. I said, what's the difference? Well, in one you can smoke, wow, in the other you can't.
You didn't smoke, did you?
No. Yeah, so one vice I've never had.
Yeah.
I've never smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'll give you a lot of
another thing, how stupid I was. I told you that story. I told this story here. Didn't I tell it on the air? About the first time I was ever in the hospital, and I got hurt bad in football, I had to have that operation, whatever. And the nurse comes in and shows, and I go, hey, I heard it was going to be released. She goes, yes, but have you passed gas?
Oh, yeah.
And I go, no, I think it was him.
Sharing a room. There you go. Right?
Is this old guy just laying there like, what?
No, it wasn't.
And she goes, no, it's to see if your kidneys and your bowels are working. Or something like, you know what I mean?
No, they had...
But honestly, she goes, have you passed gas? No, I think it was him. That's how dumb I was. I mean, just so, you know what I mean? You grew up such a small area, you don't have the span
not dumb,
or anything.
You're naive.
Just naive. Yeah. I was just a rube. I was like a rube. I knew nothing. Yeah.
I'll give you a lot of credit. I mean, you are a survivor if you did all that.
Yeah.
There's some people who would have just said, you know what, I'm not going.
Well, let me tell you this. When you're from northern Michigan, and then you go to school for 2 years in northern Minnesota, which was even worse than northern Michigan weather-wise, with the cold and the stuff. Yeah. It was mind-boggling up in the Iron Range. And you go down when you're 19 years old and take your old 1970 Chevy with a CB and two buddies, and you're walking around campus at Arizona State where it's 78 degrees in January.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you not spend a couple of years here?
Yeah.
I would have been one of those people that would have stayed in school like forever if I didn't have to get a job. Just, I loved it. I loved those 2 years more than two of the greatest years of my life was at Arizona State.
I think if people go to school, and I'm not really far for an expert on school, but I wish I would have gone in with a better attitude of learning as opposed to what's the quickest way out of here with a degree. You know what I mean? That's the way I looked at it. I did. I just wanted to get out and just get working. But I thought that I needed that. I wish I would have gone in and said, look, how can I learn? How can I be educated on the arts and then on literature and on history and business and finance? I didn't do that. I'm just like, okay, what's the class? Okay, yeah, I can do that. Take it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I feel bad about that. Now, I will say that today, and I can speak for my kids too, they really had a quest to learn.
Yeah, my son too.
Right, he does too. And they do this research, and it's like, I love this stuff. It's like, man, you didn't get that from me.
No, but you know what? College can be one of two ways. It is. And, you know, they're saying it is what you make it. And in some ways, it really
it kind is. Of is.
It really and truly is. Yeah. There's the one cool thing. Another thing, though, I couldn't believe when I lived in the dorm at ASU to start off with, and the cafeteria, it's like, well, what can I have? It's like, you have anything you want.
Yeah, that's
great. And I go, can I get seconds? She goes, you can get 12s. We don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was so naive being thrown into those situations. Wow. And in retrospect, that made it almost more fun because it was something so
different.
So different.
Yeah, that's cool. We had...
Because we had these California kids that would come in and say, oh, this food sucks.
Yeah.
This is terrible. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
I think it's phenomenal. It's like being at a Sizzler Steakhouse every day.
Yeah, and now it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy what they... It is. It's those meal pots. We had a cleaning lady for our dorm.
Did you really?
She'd come in and clean the bathrooms every week.
Oh, we did not have that.
I look back at that. I wish I would have put more into it because it wasn't hard. I got decent grades, but my goal wasn't to be educated. My goal was to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I think today kids look at it so much differently. Like, I can't wait to take this class. And I can't wait to get out of this class.
I'll tell you what, one of the other things, though, too, is I'm amazed at what kids are doing in high school now for college with those AP classes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the one young man that we met who I'd like to invest in his future, like starting out as like a junior or something in college because he took so many AP classes in high school.
And
I mean, they are so serious about school these days.
And not from a, I got to do this. I want to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, his attitude was terrific.
Amazing. Just from, there is such a good, whenever somebody, the youth of America, bull crap. They're phenomenal. They really truly are.
It's pretty cool, all the things that they want to do. And then the other thing I just, I've mentioned this before, but since we're talking about how great the youth is in all throughout this whole 41 quarter, it's cool when I go to the shelter and I see kids in high school. I mean, did you do that in high school?
Yeah. No.
And maybe they didn't have those opportunities.
No,
but
we really didn't.
They just, they sign up. They show up on time. Anything else I can do, Mr. Schmidt? And just, they're just great.
Yeah.
And I Like, I don't worry about the future. You know, I just don't.
Well, when I've dealt with kids like that for community service type things, they didn't seem to have that attitude. Well, I'm only here because.
Right, I have to get my 14
they
hours
were like,
in.
Actually, you know when I dealt with them a lot is when I was sending lots of stuff over to Iraq and Afghanistan, and I would donate. Actually, there was a dental place in Green Bay that they did a thing where they want kids to give back candy or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll give them something for it.
To the military, they love the candy.
Oh, my God. That's what I mean.
Okay, that's cool.
What I mean. So we were sending over boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes. Well, for one person to try to load it was crazy. Todd, remember the old garage in Midwest?
Yes.
That was full of candy.
Yep.
When we were full. So we would have these kids come over doing community service, and they would separate it. So one place, you know, one box wasn't all beef jerky, and one was,
wow.
They would separate. You should have seen it. Where they, and then other kids would go around, like, taking that one, putting it in boxes, wrapping it. They were phenomenal. I just stood back, and I was, like, in awe of how they got into it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And Paul's Pantry, all that. And I don't know. Maybe we didn't have the opportunity. Maybe that's going to be my excuse. I just wish I would have. That I would have really enjoyed doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun to get out there with your friends and do cool stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not worried about the future.
No. Nope.
We got a lot of good kids here. So.
It's phenomenal. Fantastic. Give us more dive bars, people, where we should take people to for the draft. We need help on that one.
So two things we're looking for. Well, one, you can rent your home out, but that you're on your own for that. But if you have a supper club or a dive bar.
Absolutely.
Because we may do the dive bar drive, and that'd be in the evening.
You know what, though? Maybe we could stop at a couple of dive bars on the way to the supper club.
The supper club shuttle?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just get all the money right from one person.
Yeah. Think about it.
I'm liking it. That could be a fun Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, of course, we got the breakfast club here every day.
Yeah.
And if you have friends coming in, and I'm serious about this, we got to clear it with Todd.
What's the breakfast club?
Don't worry about it, Todd.
I should have told you. I just thought.
It's all supervised.
No, we want a guest from every team to come in for breakfast for 15 minutes. And they might have your juice, but they're going to come in and just tell us about why they're here, what they think of Green Bay, and tell us about your team.
Well, I don't want them to have my juice first because they'll fill them up. They won't be able to eat. Johnny's Juice of Life. Johnny's Juice of Life. Okay. Look for it on supermarket shelves soon.
Right.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Getting ready to wrap it up here on a Thursday morning. Trucker Thursday. Doesn't sound like Red Sovine to me. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, sorry. I had to go with something quick. And well,
right.
I picked
that's
it.
Fine.
Love it.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I've got my meeting coming up. I know we talked about it, but I'm meeting my daughter's boyfriend's parents.
From India.
At 9:15.
Are you, yes or no, going to mention Sonia Mino?
I don't want to get.
Although I've heard some people really don't like her.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
There's two different factions, I think.
Yeah, then maybe not.
They could be. Yeah. I don't know what side they're on. I don't know. This guy's a lawyer. Was she.
Isn't one Sikh? S-I-K-H?
Sick.
Sick?
Sick. Yeah.
Okay. And then. So I'm not sure. You maybe don't. Yeah.
No, as soon as the Zoom
thing. Maybe say, how do you feel about the prime minister, right?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
say
feel
that.
It out.
And if they, oh, we
I,
love
I know,
him.
I know,
if it's like,
I know her
we
nephew.
Hate her.
Yeah.
And he could go, I know what you mean. I work with a relative of hers.
Right.
I totally know what you're talking about. We can relate on this.
No, but it's.
Oh, I know what I had to ask. Or say.
Yeah.
I could have sworn I saw an Indian restaurant that just opened somewhere in Green Bay. And now I can't place it. Does anybody know? Is it? I think it's Indian food. It's a restaurant.
No, it's going to
I
open.
I want to say. Oh, you
it's
know
going
where
to open?
Think,
no. No. It's the one that was. We used to go there all the time on Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's open yet.
There is Gippers. It used to be Gippers.
Yes.
Is that open?
It.
I don't know if it's open yet.
That's open it. Yet. It's Gippers.
Yeah.
What kind of food? Is it?
No,
Indian?
It's Indian.
Indian.
Okay.
And
I
that's
would
gonna
love
be great.
To try
Nepal.
Yeah. Yes. Nepal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one on Oneida Street that is. Good, been there.
What is Nepal food? Nepalese? You know, there's a lot. You know, when I go to the Dino Stop down the road here in Ashland, all those people are from Tibet. And when I lived in Kakana, two of the gas stations I went to were from Tibet. So it's like Tibetis. No, Tibet. Tibet.
Tibet. Wait,
what would you call
it? Was it Mr. Patel?
Tibetians? Tibetian. I don't know. What you call. But anyway, so I always talk about, you know, my dream was always to climb the Himalayas and Mount Everest and stuff. And they're like,
was it really?
Yeah, it was. I wanted to be a mountain climber. I wanted to be a mountain climber when I was a kid. True story.
Only because you watched The Price is Right and the cliff
the guy that
game,
climbed
right?
up.
Because he thought he'd be able to sing.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I can do that.
Yeah.
No, I really wanted to be a mountain climber, and I'm not joking about that.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jen's Knotty Pine. Where is that? Jen's Knotty Pine. Knaughty Pine. Where is Jen's Knotty Pine and the River Inn in Wrightstown? Got another one here. Okay, keep them coming, folks.
That's River's Inn is a supper club. Is Jen's Knotty Pine a supper club or is that a dive bar?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that River.
I don't know.
Think about this.
Actually, you know, it's a shame that got burnt down was in Shiocton, Riverside.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was that a great supper club?
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. Oh my God, did you see what burnt down in Escanaba? One of their all-time landmarks, the restaurant right on the main street there, the Stone House, got to be 100 years old, burnt down the other day.
Yeah.
That was a legendary landmark in Escanaba. Is anybody listening from Escanaba? What happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, took out a big insurance policy.
Stop it.
I'm done, honey.
Okay, that's...
We're done. We're
okay,
selling the business.
Okay, that's real good. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Todd, the guy that Olson Legal... Can we just put him on a retainer
sure,
for things just
absolutely.
Says?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll talk to we'll see him on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see him on Wednesday when we're in Oshkosh. Just put him on a retainer and just go from there. Yep, that's fine.
I'm sure.
Wow.
Anyway. All right. So, yes, I got to practice one more time, though.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Harsh's his name. Harsh Tamar.
What?
And his
Wait. Do we have Dr. K on a speed phone?
I don't.
Okay. I've talked to him about this.
That'd be great for you to practice with.
I've talked to him about this. He told me a little, but anyway.
But the dialect and things you might need to.
No, I did it on a voice thing. I'm going to do that I'm going to do it in the car on the way home.
Okay, can you play it in your voice? Put it in the mic and then we hear you do it.
Gentlemen din Mubarku. That's happy birthday.
Oh, smooth.
He can't
Wasn't
even
it?
Say Holmgren and we're going to.
Yeah. Coach Holmgren, let me ask you something. Yeah. But no, you're going to talk. Indian with potential.
No, here, okay.
In-laws in your family.
Yes. Well,
potential. Say that. Why? You never know.
Like that. The kids don't like me to say that.
All right.
But this is the guy that I practiced
I refer,
with.
I refer to Carly Pierce. You know the singer Carly Pierce? Todd?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
I refer to her as Dom's future stepmom.
Does Carly know this?
Okay, this is
not
you guys.
Yet.
Okay.
So you can say.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Janam Din Mubarak Ho.
Now you.
Janam Din Mubarak Ho.
Jenna Din Mubamaku.
Obama.
Obama.
Former president.
Janam Din
Obama.
Well,
are you sure about that? You should. I do have Dr. K's number. You should call him before you get on the Zoom.
Seriously.
I think I can do this.
Because you know that as soon as you're off the Zoom, they're going to send themselves, what my goodness, what an idiot. What did you see?
He basically tell us to kill the cat?
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to work on it. I'll work on it. I got
yeah, I'd be real
here.
Careful with that. Daughter going to be in on this call?
Yes. That's,
you know she's going to be saying
all set up.
Dad, no.
But then I am going to, I will say this, I am going to play Happy Birthday and sing it on the piano.
Okay.
That I can do. You know what I mean?
On the Zoom call?
Yeah, just move the laptop over there.
Okay.
And now for my next number.
Hey, any requests?
I want to make a good first impression.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe leave
a little Rock and Robin here. rock. This was played at the Brewer games whenever Robin Yount would come to bat. Did you guys know that? Did you guys ever hear Robin Yount? He's unbelievable.
And then
they play all the time.
I think they're pretty conservative people to
there you go. I could
play
be a yodeler.
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I could be Swiss. All right, we're out of time. Yeah, you gotta run.
I'm gonna run.
We got a great show for you coming tomorrow.
It's
including
be fun.
John Spagnola. Thanks for a tremendous guest, Joe Stevens, Chris Leonard, John Kramer, Tori Whitrock, Michael Friedman, and Brian Meltz. Have a great day, everybody, at Trucker Thursday. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.